Okay, everybody, welcome to Ladies Night, the podcast. This is week 3, episode 3. Shout out to Miss Nika and Lex because they've been in here turning up for the podcast. This week we are talking about co-parenting. I guess the dreaded way of parenting. I don't know if it's dreaded or not, but right, not the ideal way, but it's the way we make it happen. And you know, sometimes it's very successful. Sometimes it is not so successful. So before we start, I did find a few quotes that I do want to read about co-parenting and some things that I think that we should marinate on as we think about what it means to co-parent and what it looks like when it's successful and what our kids need from it, what they should be getting from it, and how it can actually be helpful to us as the parents involved in the co-parenting as well. Because I feel like a lot of times the emphasis is placed on the kids, which it should be. But as a mom, I feel like sometimes I'm the forgotten entity in this. And it's just like, hey, I'm here too. I need support just like the kids do. So the very first quote I saw was, co-parenting is not a competition between two homes. It's a collaboration of parents doing what's best for the kids. And I agree with that. And that's from the cafe's mom, Heather Hetcher. Another one I saw said that a child can never have too many people that love them or want to help them succeed. And I thought that's very true too. Like, no matter how much we don't get along with the other parent or the other parent's spouse, you know, we don't have to take away from how much we want to help the kid, you know. So I think those are good in pointing out that it's all about the kid. One thing I saw, some questions that was like a reflective exercise that people who are co-parenting should ask themselves: what can you do to support your child's relationship with the other parent?
That's nice.
I thought that was good too. I was like, you know, yes. Because I wish my mom kind of would have supported my relationship with our dad instead of being like, you know, he doesn't do XYZ and I do ABC. You know, instead of that, saying, why do you feel about him?
Yeah.
The second one is, what would you hope the other parent would do to support your relationship with the child? Are there areas of conflict between you and the other parent that are based in your spousal relationship as opposed to your parenting relationship? If so, what will you do to change those interactions? I know that's a big one.
That's deep right there. That's deep.
And how will you share information about the child with the other parent, and to take it a step further, with the other parents if the other parent is remarried and there's a step parent or something like that? So that's just stuff to think about as we go into the conversation and just kind of open it up to how deep it really is and can be. We do have our babies in the mix. Baby T is sitting here. He just got some food and he's being chill. Sitting on my table looking at us with his little man bun braided up. Right. And Peanut's in the back handing me a cowboy cap that I'm putting on my head right now. But what do you guys think about co-parenting, and what's been your experience co-parenting? And, you know, has it worked? What do you wish you had more of, less of?
What I will say is that my parents co-parented, and so that's something that I never wanted to do with my kids. I thought I was going to be with their father, but I would say that I had a good example of co-parenting growing up. Both of my parents were married to somebody else, and I would spend Thanksgiving with my dad, Christmas with my mom, summers with my dad, spring break with my dad. So I did get to see him. I remember a lot of arguments, but I think that they were little petty arguments that could have been prevented. But as I got older, my dad's ex-wife, whom I still call my stepmom, she actually called my mom and apologized. And so everybody kind of got on one accord. But my experience with co-parenting with my kid's father has not been very pleasant. And I can honestly say, because it hasn't been about the kids. So my kids are young and we broke up. And so it's new to both of us. Being single is new to both of us. Not being together is new to both of us. And then we have to throw the kids in the mix.
Right.
So it's been difficult.
How long were you guys together, and how long have you been broken up?
We were together for 8 years. And we lived together for probably 6 of those years. And we have been broken up since I moved to Indianapolis in June, but I'll also say that it was over before it was over.
That's how it always is.
When I moved here, it's been like, do we want to work it out? Do we not want to work it out? Like, I know I don't want to work it out, but I'm just so used to being with him and the routine that sometimes I think about it, but I know deep down I really don't. And if I do, it's because I want my kids to have their mom and their dad in the same home. But
yeah,
it's something that I really pray about, like our communication skills getting better and me not being so quick tempered, because that nigga will piss me off in a heartbeat.
Girl.
Just when I went home for Mother's Day, he made me mad, and I said, I get tired of cussing you out. He said, no, you don't. But I really do.
Right. Sometimes I just want to be happy.
Right. You know,
everything's good.
I don't want to have to cuss you out. Just do what you're supposed to do.
Right. Surprise me for once.
My co-parenting experience has been me saying, I'm tired. These kids are staying with you, taking off running and getting in my car and driving off and coming back to Indy.
Right.
But desperate times call for desperate measures. So.
Right. And we all need a break. So if that's how you get your break, then I would say take it and run.
But why I gotta be like that? Whatever.
So let me not get started.
Right. You don't worry about it.
All right, Terrence. He co-signed, y'all. He co-signed.
Right.
My parents also co-parented. My mom and dad were together in a relationship for 3 years. I know at least for probably a good year and a half of that, they lived together, met in college. They had broke up. It was kind of one of the things where it's like they were two different places. My mom and dad could both admit, like, my dad said he was, you know, still wanted to turn up and party sometimes, and at the time my mom, she had lost both her my grandmother's parents, like 6 months to a year apart, like right, like back to back within each other, and she was super close to both of them, so my mom was grieving a lot, and right. So when my mom wanted my dad to be around, like, you know, for support, my dad was out. Plus my dad is Greek, so at the time my mom was like, he wanted to run around and pledge everybody. And I was like, and my dad was like, yeah, I did. So I talked to both of them about like their relationship. I noticed, like, regardless of what happened, my mom and dad both had the highest respect for each other. They were able both to take responsibility for their parts in the relationship not working out, and they are, I'm sorry baby, here's more yogurt bites. They're both able to say, like, you know, at the end of the day, I always love your mom, I always love your dad, but it's in a love where it's like it's a respectable type of love, like, right. We had a relationship, now we have you, so we can't do nothing but love and respect each other because of that, you know. So I feel like I had a good example with them. Not saying they never got into it, because I know they did. A big part was that my mom, it's funny, the question you asked earlier, like, are issues because of stuff with the parent or, like, really because of the kid? And I know sometimes, a lot of times, they dig in arguments. My mom was still in love with my dad for a very long time. And, you know, my dad, you know, he moved on and was dating, and he always, you know, had respect for mom, asking, like, you know, I'm dating someone, it's okay if I bring them to meet you, like,
right,
that kind of thing. But, you know, it hurt my mom to see my dad, because she wanted to be with him. So,
right.
I feel like if they dig into arguments, a lot of times it was because secretly, emotionally, she was still hurting over the fact that they weren't together, and I think that would cloud a lot of what was going on, as well as my mother being very prideful. like, I know a lot of times, like, my mom wouldn't ask my dad for the, like, he paid child support, my dad, if, like, she needed the extra help, she would not ask. She'd always come, because she was like, I can do it on my own. I don't need to ask him. Like, I got this. Like, just trying to constantly prove, like, she's okay. And it's like, there's a lot of stuff my mother could have avoided had she just asked for extra help. And, like, later on down the line, she realized, she admitted, like, her pride got in the way of a lot of stuff.
No, you can't have that.
Terrence trying to grab her. That's the wrong bottle. That's the wrong bottle. Wrong bottle. Right. Eating yogurt bites.
Right.
So, yeah. I think it's, and I have my stepmother, trying to think, they got married when I was 10, and the funniest thing with my mom and dad and the stepmom is my stepmom and my mother were best friends in elementary school. Because both my parents were born and raised in Pittsburgh, but like, they grew up together, and then, like, they, you know, went to different schools and stuff, you know, life far away, but nothing bad, it's just, you know, grew up and grew out or whatever. So then when my dad, he forgot to ask my mother permission if he could bring my future step, well, they were dating, they weren't engaged yet, but at the time, basically my stepmom, to meet her at the house, and she just brought her with her. So she is outside going off, like, how dare you bring one of your hoes to my house? I can't believe, I'll be gone. I'm like, oh,
here we go.
Oh, right. Dad, why'd you, now you know mama crazy, why?
Right.
But then my stepmom gets out the car, Yes, your grandmother is crazy. Yes, she's crazy. she's crazy. So then my stepmom gets out the car, and then they look at each other and go, "Yes, Angie." And it was like a reunion, and me and my dad are sitting there like, "What is going on?"
Right. Like, this could go one of two ways.
Right. It's like out of all people, it's like, how did this work? So, like, I look back now, I'm like, okay, God, you just knew what you was doing. Because, you know, them other girlfriends my daddy had, my mama ain't like them.
Right.
The first one he had, I really ain't like her. So, I was like, okay, God, you did that. Okay. So, ever since, you know, like, and so, like, the three of them literally worked together in raising me. And
that's what's up.
Okay. And they, you know, they had moments, I'm sure, where they disagreed and stuff. But overall, like, I like, it's to the point where, like, I consider my stepmom my second mother. Like, I don't even like to say my stepmom. That's, like, the formal term, just to be, like, just to differentiate the two. Like, that's how much they work together. Now, my co-parent experience, it didn't, like, niggas, it wasn't the best.
Right, mine is non-existent.
You know, it wasn't the best.
I shouldn't even be on this episode.
There was, you know, like, we had a lot of issues. As far as me being pregnant and parents that not being around initially, and you know, it was a lot. I won't go into all the gory details. Not that it was gory, but yeah, it was just, no, it was a lot. But you know, we got things worked out and straightened out now, and basically it's me, him, and his fiance. We're co-parenting, basically working. You know, we have our weekend schedules. They help out. We, you know, we're able to, you know, all the families have, you know, are helping out with stuff and things like that. And it's been going very smoothly, like really, really good for the last few months. And it's like January, February. So yeah. So it's been good for the last few months. I don't know what's gonna happen, because Terrence is only about to be one, so we got a good 17 more years.
Right.
Anything's possible. So we'll see what happens. But I'm hoping it stays positive for the overall most part. I don't want Terrence being like, man, I just don't want, like, my parents don't get along. Like, I don't want him to have, like,
that's me now.
That dysfunction.
No. Mine don't get along. They didn't. They haven't, as long as I can remember, they haven't got along. And I might talk about that later. But yeah, it's rough. And like I said, my co-parenting situation is pretty much non-existent. So it's hard for me to even comment on what it should look like. But I do wish that I could co-parent, just so I could switch off some of the duties and responsibilities, because it's just like, man, I don't want to be a mom every single day. You know what I mean? Some days it's just like, I get off work and I'm like, I don't want to do mom stuff, you know?
Yes, like Lex, she gets her free weekend. What'd you get, every other weekend?
Every other weekend. And that was cool. Like, I was, like, it was like, there's like, so how do you, and that was the thing, when we got everything straightened out, it was like, yes, this is your son. DNA, don't lie. Oh, here, honey, they're right here. It was like, okay, so when we'll do visitation? It was like, okay, I was like, is every other weekend cool? Yeah, that's fine. Like, we've made it work to where, like, if a weekend changes, like, okay, you can do two weekends, or I need two weekends, however we gotta do it. We've been very flexible.
I would love somebody that works as a team, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, like, now, we've done 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. But, like I said, that's only because I've said I'm not taking them back with me, and I take off running.
Right.
Get in the car and
gotta force it on them.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever it takes.
Right.
But I really do wish that we could come to, like, a common ground.
Happy medium.
And it's crazy because when we're in the same room, we get along so well. Like, once I decide to stop being mad about something and just be like, it is what it is. You know, we can laugh and joke just like we're friends. Mm-hmm. But I just get upset because we just don't co-parent. We're like, if he gets mad at me, he might not talk to me for a week or two. And I think that's unacceptable. When you have kids with someone, you need to be calling, you need to be checking on your kids. But
right.
I guess as we get older, I hope and pray that it gets better, especially with our communication. I pray about it a lot, like almost every morning, for our communication to improve and our understanding of each other. And like I said, for me not to be so quick-tempered. But I really do want it to be better, because like you said, I don't want my kids to see that we don't get along, or that we get under each other's skin and we take digs and
right.
each other.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want my son to, like, and I know, like I said, I know when sometimes my mom would be mad, like, but I, like, at the same time, like, my mom and dad, if they argued, or my mom, dad, and my, if it was a three-way, right. they would be mad, but then they would eventually come together, like, and apologize and calm down. Plus, my mom knows she got a temper, so then she'd be like, okay, wait, let me chill out.
Right. Let me not say those things.
So, yeah, right. And as far as me visiting my dad, since he lives in Pittsburgh, I did, like, summers. I would spend, like, the whole summer with my dad growing up. If I did, like, softball or something, it would be, like, the sacrament happened. My dad would come down for my softball games, or like mm-hmm. if I had special stuff going with school, he would come down, because Pittsburgh's really not that far at all. So like I would at least see my dad pretty frequently.
How far is not that far?
It's only like from Richmond, my hometown, is 4.5 to 5 hours. The longest part is Ohio. Like seriously, once you get past through Ohio, it's like 20 minutes to West Virginia, bam, you're in Pennsylvania.
I thought you were gonna say like 8 hours. That's not,
no,
not that far.
It's only, and with Indy, the extra hour, it's only like 6. Like I do the drive in my sleep. It's really not, it's not bad at all. So yeah, and then it helps because since my mom is from Pittsburgh as well, if we go up for Thanksgiving or Christmas, we just stay with my aunt and uncle. And you know, I split the time, and half time my mom, we go over to my dad's house, and it's literally me, my mom, my dad, my stepmom's family, my dad's, like, we just all be together. So yeah. We've done that before too, so I'm grateful to like be able to have like that unified family front.
That's dope. How do you guys feel about child support and how it plays a role in co-parenting?
For me, I think it's very important, because if you're not going to give us your time, or you're not going to give your kids your time, the least you could do is support us financially.
That's true.
Because for the longest, like, I moved to Indianapolis in June. I went home for, what is it? Labor Day weekend, Memorial Day, one of those holidays.
Was it May or August?
September. Right. So Labor Day.
It was September. So I went home so my kids could see their dad for that weekend. And after that, they didn't see him again until Christmas. That's too long. That's unacceptable for me.
Yeah. And then he's in Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
That, yeah, we could have, like, made that's close enough.
Yeah, that's 4 hours away. So he does not help financially the way that he should. So I have been trying to do child support. Mm-hmm. And Indy's child support sucks.
I haven't, like, done it yet, so I don't even know.
I've been trying to get child support since November.
We are beginning the process.
Yeah. I don't want to begin the process.
Yeah, because I don't want to be in the system, and I don't want him to be in the system. But at the same time, like,
that's my thought.
I'm blessed that I have been able to take care of my kids by myself for this long, but you owe, like,
and you gonna pay what you owe.
Yeah, you gonna pay what you owe, because I'm tired.
See, I just feel like I was just blessed. My mom and dad never even had to go to court. Like, my grandma went at times, I think, with my mom and dad. And I think a lot of it's because my grandma was helping my mom out all the time due to my mom's pride. She was like, I don't understand why you just don't take him to court, and he could be paying less as child support through this and through college and all. And my mom was like, I'm not doing all that. Like, I've never had to be on him. Like, in the beginning, I think he was running short. And me and my stepmom was like, no, you need to throw a little more her way. Throw a little more, you know, keeping, like, holding him accountable.
Right.
So, like, but my mom never had to be like, my dad's just not doing nothing. Like, I've never, ever once, like, questioned if my dad was doing, you just threw the yogurt bites on the floor. Okay, sorry. So, he sent the check every month, no problems, and my mom was able to use it for bills, whatever I need, whatever. I think child support gets a really bad rep because of how it gets abused at times.
Right.
And then people look at it like, man, why do I gotta be on child support? Why we can't just work on ourselves? You just doing stuff, like, no, it's not about getting something out of you, even though there are people who do abuse the system.
Right.
But it doesn't have to always be a punishment or used as a consequence because you're not doing your job. What happens is that's how it happens, because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
I feel like a lot of reasons why fathers get put on child support is because the mother feels like, well, I can't make you do what you don't want to do. You don't want to do what you're supposed to do. Legally, you are legally responsible for this child. I didn't get on top of myself and get pregnant.
It's like, you have left me no choice.
You've left me no choice but to have to go this route because you're breaking promises, you're dropping the ball. I done gave you chance after chance.
Chance after chance.
So what else am I supposed to do? Like, so it's like, now it's like you feel like you have to do it. And I ended up having that, basically that same discussion. It was like, you know, initially when I wanted to do child support, it was to be so that we're on the same page. I didn't want to be arguing about amounts. I didn't want to be arguing about the timetable. Right. I didn't want to be like, well, I gave you this extra for diapers, so we should knock that off of this. And I didn't want to go through right. all that. I was like, let's do it just so we can have it documented. It can just come out your check. You can, but you don't even have to worry about budgeting for it. You know exactly what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And we're just on the same page. And so that we just don't have to go through that hassle. But then with everything that happens, like, okay, now I have to. Because now I can't trust you to do what you gotta do.
Yep.
So yeah. It's like, that's what happens. It ends up being turned into a consequence because folks don't do what they're supposed to do.
Let's see, with me and Hunter and her dad, when she was first born, I said all the time, I really don't want to put you on child support. Just like, help me out when I need it. My main thing is, come be a father in her life. Because since my parents got divorced when I was like 3, my dad joined the military. He moved around a lot. He really wasn't there physically. He would send us child support every month, but we didn't get to have, like, a physical daddy. So my thing is just come be a daddy, and I won't put you on child support. Show up, take her to do stuff, take her to museums, parks, whatever, ice cream dates. Just come be a daddy. But he didn't do that. You know what I mean? I think he sent me, like, maybe $100 close around the time she was first born. And then after that, he maybe sent me, like, $150 after that.
Yeah.
And, but he never, after that, he never sent anything else. He never showed up. He sent her clothes. I think last fall, he sent her some fall clothes. And so, now he wants to be put on child support. Because he always, now when I ask him for stuff, he's like, I don't want to give you money. You just need to let her come stay with me so I can get to know her. You need to see her down here. My thing is like, nigga, you live 3 hours away in Evansville. You see her one time, but you came down here probably at the end of last summer whenever Gucci Mane was here. I feel like you only came to see Gucci Mane, and you just felt like since I was in town with my daughter, it was in September.
Oh, let me drop by.
Right. I'm going to be in the town where my daughter is. I'll probably look like a bad person if I don't go see her. So let me at least say I'm going to go see her. You know what I mean? So I just feel like you only want to play a concerned daddy when you're feeling guilty or when your conscience is eating at you. I don't feel like you really have a legitimate concern. And so it's just like, why give a judge the power to say, I have to send my daughter 3 hours away when I know she doesn't know you from Adam. And my daughter is a big old crybaby. Mm-hmm. When she goes around people, she don't know she's crying. I'm surprised she's not crying right now with us having, you know, guests in our home. So I just feel like, why even put myself through going through child support and having to find a lawyer and pay for it and all that. I don't know. I just haven't done it. And all my friends are like, girl, you better go get that check. You better go get that money. That's what he owes you. What if he dies and you can get some life insurance? And, you know what I mean? And so I'll be thinking about that kind of stuff. But at the same time, it's just like, I don't know. I'm doing it by myself. Why I put myself through the drama of dealing with you, your girlfriend, and all that shit.
You don't have to do it by yourself. That's the thing about it. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I don't like is that men feel like if they pay child support, that's all they have to do.
Oh, yes.
I love my dad to death, but what I will say is that he paid my mom $53 a week. And that's it.
Nice.
Like, he...
That'll go on a day.
Yeah. He never offered to pay anything more from what I can remember. He never offered to pay anything more. He never came to Kentucky to visit me, you know, when I came up there for the summers or for my breaks. That was it. But, you know, $53 a week, and that was it. My thing is, pay for your kids.
Right.
Like, these are your kids. They got your face.
Man,
and you don't want to be a part of that. It drives me crazy. I can't understand it for the life of me.
It does drive me crazy.
Me too. I think it's as women, we're born, we're the emotional creatures. We're known to be the nurturers. And like, men are to be, and it's crazy, like, men are supposed to be the providers, but then it's like, you talk about child support, it's like, well, right. No, this should be in your DNA to want to provide for your child. And it could be a mentality thing where people are just not at the maturity level to understand that. But it's just like, I can't see how someone just cannot, unless there's just some psychologically there, no attachment issues, like, I just don't understand how someone could not want to care for, like, the child is innocent. The child didn't ask to be here. So it's like, why would you allow a child to go without?
And I agree, and I think that's why it's so hard for me even now to communicate with Hunter's dad. Like, even a few weeks ago, I asked him if he could buy her some spring clothes, and of course his response was, we need to go through the courts, blah blah blah, I need to get her. And I'm just like, okay, if you need to get her, why haven't you came down here to see her?
But without the courts.
Right, exactly. And you don't need them to force you to do that.
And my question is, okay, you, every time you mention, well, I need to get her, How many times have we had to do that?
Like, I would love to be able to.
So when are we going to... Okay, you can talk about you want to get her. She been in the same place, my nigga. Like, she ain't left. Come on.
I would drive so quick to Terre Haute to meet you halfway and be kid-free for a weekend. He don't even know how quick I would be there. But on the other side, I'm not just going to send my child someplace anywhere where I have no clue where she's going to be laying her head. I don't know the people she's gonna be around. How she's gonna be treated.
Yeah.
I'm not that thirsty to have a free weekend that I'm just gonna be like, okay, sure, whatever you say. Here she goes. You know, baby, come home all traumatized. Like, mommy, why you can't be over this strange man? I don't even know that's her daddy. You know, yeah. So it's just like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that. And then, sorry, but I feel like that's why it makes it so hard for me to communicate in a positive way with him, because it's like for 2 years, almost three. It'll be three in July. You have ignored and abandon your responsibilities. So it's like, even when I try to be calm and collective and like be reasonable, right?
you bring the other side, and niggas wonder why baby's mama. Some baby mamas start off ratchet. Some of us turn ratchet,
man,
and turn like, crazy. And the crazy's always been there. But the thing is, you push the wrong buttons and you trigger. Yes, you push the right button.
Especially when our child is involved.
Yes, and then you wonder why your tires is slashed. You wonder why I'm popping up at your job.
Why you had to get muffed in the head.
You wonder why I'm cursing you out and blasting your information on social media, because I'm tired. Because you've... See, look.
Right, and then you go to the home. Because
I done went there.
Right.
Once for a while.
I'll get some napkins. But now, and then that's the other thing. And then they act on social media like they live these perfect lives. Taking care of your kids. You know what I mean? Like, hold on. Where's the lie? Because it's somewhere. Where can we spot it? Because it's somewhere on the screen.
Something not right.
Okay. But that was my luck. I said, I don't really have an experience co-parenting because the other parent doesn't involve themselves. But I do be wondering, am I wrong to not do these things his way? But at the same time, I feel like I've paid the cost to be the boss, so we should do it my way. You know? Like, you know, I've put the work in. I've raised your daughter. She can count. She can spell her name. She, you know what I mean? Like, I've done all these things. She's a great kid. You need to be thanking me and playing on my field, because that's where we are right now, on my field.
I feel like you can only make certain demands to a certain point if you have not done nothing for your child. If you have not been present, you have not done nothing.
There's only so many things you can demand
in the beginning until you prove yourself. Like, going back with the child support thing, I feel like child support does not replace time, but time does also not replace the finances either. Minimum. They're equal. They're on the same level. You should be financially taking care of them as well as spending time with them and being their parent. Like, one does not replace the other. They're on the same level. Mm-hmm. So it's like, just okay, yes, you're spending time, you're being a wonderful father, but why is it that I'm buying all the Pampers? Formula is expensive.
Girl,
if you don't have WIC,
wait a minute.
Food stamps will pay for WIC.
Formula. Yeah, if you don't have any type of assistance, that shit.
And then hold up. I don't even want to rant because I don't want to make it seem like this is a mail bash. Really,
yeah, we don't want a mail bash, but we just want y'all to know. This is real.
This is not our situation.
I'm going to say this is not mail bashing. This is my personal baby daddy bash. And I don't even want to bash him. But it's just like, Hunter, get out of there. Get out.
Hunter and Terrence's car seat.
Right.
This is hilarious.
I don't want a mail bash, but it's just like, I know my baby daddy's smoking decent weed every single day. I know you smoking because you used to talk about my weed, so I know you smoking decent weed every single day.
I mean, that could put at least 2 boxes of diapers, or at least a box of diapers with the big set. Something. Where you get like 7 packages of wipes in a box and at least 150 diapers.
Right. I don't want you to be broke. I don't want to take every rent. Okay, because I am sometimes.
We gonna be broke together.
Right, but I don't want to take every rent since you got it. I'm just saying. Just like my daughter gets my last, and I don't get to enjoy all the fun things I used to do, and you know, you gotta sacrifice too. That's all we want.
Well, I have a little story along with that. You said you feel bad sometimes because you want things to be in your field, or you want it to be your
way. Yeah, I feel like I do it all. You need to just hop in line, buddy.
Right, so I went home over the weekend for Mother's Day. I hope everybody had a good Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And my children's dad told me that he had plans. You got plans on Mother's Day weekend.
Right.
So anyway.
Girlfriend.
Right. So he told me he had plans and that he would not be able to keep our children at nighttime. So So I said, can you watch them while I take my mom to lunch for Mother's Day? This is Mother's Day weekend. He said, yeah, I'll cancel my plans, even though I told you I had something to do. Don't do that.
Great then. So what time can you pick them up?
All right. No, I said, you let me tell you something. I don't give a damn about any plans.
Yes, I don't give a damn.
Don't give a damn about any plans that you ever have to cancel. He's like, you don't ever want me to have any fun. I sure do not.
I was about to curse your child's father on this podcast on your behalf. I was about to read him from the blood, but I'm not going to do that.
You think you get to have
fun? See, Terrence tells me,
right?
Don't do
it. Having no fun unless it's family fun.
All right.
Family see, Terrence just saved his life. Terrence says, don't do it, mommy. Don't do it. Don't do it.
But yeah, I don't think you're wrong for that because, like, we do a lot for our kids. We always have them.
Right.
You're not wrong for that at all because we never get to be selfish.
Right. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
And it's just like the one time that I could be selfish, I'm not going to be selfish and send my daughter to a stranger. And that's the other thing, too. Before, you know, because I have never been the type where I felt like I was too good to ask him for help. So there's always been Facebook messages, text messages. Can you help me with her Christmas? Can you help me with this? Can you at least buy some diapers because my tire, I lost two tires. You know what I mean? Something. Because I've never been too problematic with the point where I can't ask for help. But whenever I ask him, it always takes about 2 days, maybe 1 to 2 days, I'll get a message on Facebook from his girlfriend. Why are you asking him for that? We don't even know if maybe his. He's not giving you nothing until we know if maybe his. First of all, he's already sent me money twice. He sent, you know what I mean? So
he knows
you need
something.
To go, he knows something, so you need to go talk to him. Second of all, why do men want you to go through their new girlfriend or their girlfriend or whatever?
She'll get cussed out the same way you do.
Exactly. And she has. And I ain't even gonna go there.
I feel like as the girlfriend, only some of what we talk about is your business because you are going to be around my child. Yes, so I need you to know how we're doing this.
But unless you're the person breaking the bread and sending me the money for my daughter,
then sip it.
Or, right. Or now, until, if you're the person buying the sis, come on, what's your number?
Or until you have a ring and you're about to file jointly on these taxes.
Right.
Okay. You have no say in how and what I ask him right. for. Because when we made this baby, you were not there. So, okay. And you may not be here tomorrow. Oh, so man. Until you have a ring on this finger and you're filing jointly, no. If I ask him for something, I got the right to ask him for something.
Yeah. And that just makes it hard because I feel like, you know, it could be so easy.
It could be so easy
if people just say, baby needs this, how are we going to get it? You know? If we just said, kids need this, how are we going to get it? Okay, you got to have, I got to have. Okay, or I don't have it all this time, but if you go 80, I'll go 20, and next time I'll do the 8. Or my mama can do, you know, something. Yeah. Like, however we can make it work, make it work. Because ain't no perfect situation, but I just feel like attitudes, egos, what happened in the past, you know what I mean? All that.
You being broke.
People being bitter. I mean, that's what I was about to ask. Being that y'all were both, I was not a relationship with my child's father. We was just friends with benefits, doing the thing, and it just, you know, it happened.
It went left.
But we were friends. Like, I had known him for years, so I was very surprised when everything just went. I was like, okay. So being that y'all two both have been in relationships, like, do you feel like the reason, a lot of maybe why, because the men are bitter because y'all broke, like, nope, I ain't gonna do this no more. So then, like, they're punishing you. Do you feel like men do that? Like, they punish the women because they're bitter? Because I feel like a lot of times we hear the stories where the woman is the bitter one and the woman is taking everything out on the baby. Now, some of us, rightfully so, feel like we do. We are justified for when we take things out on them sometimes. But, like, I feel like men are just as capable as well. Like, what would y'all say?
That's hard to answer.
Not for me, girl. I got my answer.
Oh, go ahead, nigga, girl. Put it all out there.
I do feel like he is bitter because, like I said, I moved to Indianapolis in June. We were having problems, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I could not keep myself in that situation where I knew I wasn't going to grow, where my kids weren't going to grow. So I came to Indianapolis for Father's Day, and I just didn't go home. I did not go back home.
Ooh, that was it right there. So that's even worse when you leave before you leave. No, I'm just not coming.
I left him, and I do think that he is bitter about that because he'll even make little comments like, oh, you're with your little boyfriend, or if when I don't have the kids, that's you going on dates.
So you mad at all?
And I really hate that, because it's about the kids, but he is making it about us and our relationship. Mm. But men are definitely equally capable of being bitter. And like I said, he'll get mad at me, and he won't talk to me for a week or two at a time. So what is that if it's not like you getting in your feelings too much? Mm-hmm. Like, I asked you to help me with daycare, and you mad because I went on a date, so you're not gonna talk to me. What does it have to do with your son and your daughter and their well-being and making sure they have diapers and wipes? Mm-hmm. And so it sucks. I really hate that he is bitter about it, and that is a lot of the problem why we can't get it together. Mm. Because he won't just accept how things are now. Mm-hmm. But
see, I don't know if my baby daddy's bitter. It's, for me, it's hard to figure out what his emotions are, because it's like, we met and we hit it off really well, and you know, I found out I wasn't the only one, and by that time it was too late. I was already too deep. I was already pregnant. And I actually ended up finding out about it because I was pregnant, because I was like, shoot, this nigga got me pregnant. Let me go look at his Facebook and see who this person really is. Not that I didn't know him, but I was just like, you know, obviously if we're about to try to make this happen, let me see if it's going to work. I had just came back from, it was my senior year of college, I had just got back from Christmas break, scrolling down his Facebook, and I see a picture of him and a girl on December 31st going into New Year's, and they're all hugged up, and I'm just like, okay, I was out of town for New Year's. What's this about? Go to her page, find out that's his ex-girlfriend, and they've gotten back together. Wow. Rest is just history. So I don't know if he's like mad at me for ruining what was going to be his perfect life and perfect situation with his high school sweetheart, or you know what I mean, like, or because I'm trying to take his money, which I'm not really trying to take his money, but I'm, you know what I mean, I don't really know why he's mad.
I know, right?
Like, it's a number of reasons, but I just feel like, man, I'm not here to worry about why you mad, nigga. Come raise your child. And I hate using the N-word, but
sometimes it's right.
Right.
It's just right for
an ignorant, silly person that has a child walking this earth just like them. But that's you know, we're not going to go down that path. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like, I don't know why he's mad. And he always says, if you wouldn't have left Evansville, because that's where I went to school, coming back, I would be taking care of her. You're the one that have to move 3 hours away.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I'm sorry. Okay, that's what I say, because, Mo, you know the word. You wouldn't even buy me a cheeseburger when I was, you know what I mean, had switching jobs when I first got pregnant. I was like, I can't be a server anymore because I'm pregnant. I'm not about to be carrying all this heavy ass shit. I couldn't even get a cheeseburger out of you. So if I can't get a cheeseburger, why am I going to stay 3 hours away from my family as I'm bringing a new life into this world?
And that's an excuse, because my father has lived 5 to 6 hours away from me, basically my entire life, and then has taken care of me. Even now, when I've needed help, I've been able to ask him. Right. So distance ain't, were you around the corner or 2 hours away? That don't make no excuse.
At all.
There's no excuse at all.
At all. I don't think so either. So that's my experience, not co-parenting. But so, on the flip side, how do you guys think you would survive co-parenting if you met a guy with a child and you guys got serious and had to deal with
the other baby mama?
Yeah.
I would keep an open mind, you know, because you know, sometimes, like, yeah, so like, how do y'all get along? Mm-hmm. The dad making people like, oh, she's horrible, we don't get along, da-da-da-da. But it's like, okay, I don't know the other side of the story. So I will at least keep an open mind with her.
Yeah.
And show, because she is another mother. So I feel like I have to go in at least respecting her at first, you know. Now, okay, she turned out to be as horrible as he says she is. Okay, I see what you're talking about.
Right.
I'll still show respect because she's a mother and I'm going to be around her child. But it's like, okay, I'm not going to just completely write her off as like, oh, well, he says she's just horrible and I ain't even met her yet, but I just think she's like, I don't want to do that because I don't know the other side. He could just be a bitter man too and just trying to paint her as to be the crazy one. Then you could talk to the mom and find out, oh, so he was
right.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. So yeah, and yeah, I just definitely keep an open mind. I wouldn't judge prematurely and, you know, just make my own judgments for myself. I do firmly believe that other spouses, like, eventually can be friends. I think it just really takes time. I mean, like, for, like, my mama said, I would I would say that they're friends. Now, there are times my mom and stepmom would be sitting there making jokes about, girl, you know what he did? Yes, girl, I know how he do that. It gets on my nerves. And I'll be like, y'all really? My dad be sitting there looking at him like, really? Y'all just going to talk about me while I'm sitting here?
He probably likes
like, really?
Yeah. Deep inside, he's probably like, yeah, they know how, what.
You know? Right. I was like, I don't think they went there, but I think when my dad does annoying stuff, they be like, ooh, that used to. Oh, okay. It's like annoying stuff. Like, ooh, that used to get my nerves. Yes, girl, he still does. And my dad be like, oh, so y'all just gonna team up? Oh, okay.
But that is funny though. But that, I think that takes a lot of confidence and like self awareness to be able to say, that was funny to me back then, and now you have it. Because I think sometimes, like, if you date a guy and his ex isn't all the way over him, she won't really want him back. But the fact that there's a new woman will make
the territory.
Crazy.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good thing that, like, one, that your mom isn't like, oh, I don't really want him, but you can't laugh at the fact that he does this because he's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it shows a lot of maturity.
Yeah.
And I think that's what lacks in a lot of co-parenting relationships, the maturity.
Yes. I think it's like the competition and people want to be like, I'm the better parent. And it's like, you see movies like when couples get divorced and like the dad trying to outshine the mom or, stuff like that. And it's like, that's not really what it's about. Like the movie that I've seen, The Single Moms Club with Todd Parris.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. I love it too.
Me too.
It's like so the one parent that they had divorced, and she was dating the real fine Hispanic man. What's his name? She was keeping him secret because basically the ex-husband kept trying to like control her. Like, she's like, you're living in my house and you do this.
I do remember
and like
that.
You know, when she's trying to discipline the daughter, the dad keeps overstepping the boundaries and the daughter don't have any respect for the mother and all that. And it's just like, no. And I think that goes back to the one question, like, out of co-parenting, we need to have equal respect for each other. Like, if I'm disciplining her, you need to back me up and know, like, no, your mother said you're grounded from TV, so that doesn't mean when you come to my house, you're going to be watching TV.
I agree.
Like, we need to be on the same playing level field. Like, don't try to overstep or overshine me, so then I look like the bad parent.
I agree. I think that goes back to the question, though, how are you supporting your child's relationship with their other parent? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that speaks to how important it is to have respect for the other parent, because then you'll respect their decisions, you'll respect how they discipline the child, and you'll want to tell the child, listen to your mom. Whereas if the mom was just some wild, crazy person and the dad's like, you know what, your mom don't even have a moral code herself, don't listen to her, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it didn't make sense for everybody to be on the same page.
I used to get it. My mom would be pissed off, and if I was, she'd be like, oh, I'm calling your daddy. I'm like, shit. Because I knew it was bad when she called that. And then she'd be like, your father want to talk to you? I'd be like, so what's going on? Why are you not respecting your mother? I'd be like, but then she,
I know
that she's your mama.
I know. My dad used to call me with that too. Like,
it's so crazy because I used to be so afraid of my dad when it came to discipline. Like, if I got in trouble and my mom called my dad, I would be so much more afraid of him than I was of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that same thing with my kids. We FaceTime their dad a couple of times a week. And if I tell Malik no, he's still running around the room. If his dad tells him no on FaceTime, and not even in the same room with him, he's bursting into tears.
Mm-hmm. It's that burn voice.
I know it
I'm
is.
Telling you.
It's what? That, you being mean to me. What did I do so wrong?
You know how you know it's bad when your mama hits your first and your middle name or the whole name? All my dad would have to yell, Alexis, really? I'd be like, what I do? what I do? What happened? Whatever.
Wait, right.
I think it was just because, like, I know my mom, so I know, like, what her buttons are. So, but it's like with dad, it's like, I think I got to see him consistently enough, but it's not like every day with mom.
Yeah.
So then it's like, I don't know what's gonna make dad mad or not, so I don't want to push no buttons.
Right.
I know my mama crazy, so I don't want to know if daddy is crazy. My daddy is crazy as well.
Yeah.
But I remember being really uncomfortable around my dad, like when I would come to visit, just because I didn't see him that often.
Yeah.
So, what do you talk to a man about that you don't see that I'm like a grown? I know he's my dad, but he's also somebody that I don't get to see a lot.
Yeah,
so it's like,
I agree.
What do you talk to him about? And I just remember it being awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm older and I've moved up here, it's like getting to know my dad is like getting to know me more.
I agree.
I learned so much about myself just because I'm learning more about him.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I feel like as I've gotten older, me and my dad's relationship has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I was a kid, it was like you said, he would come pick us up on weekends and take us to Jeffersonville, where his side of the family lives. And I would connect with my cousins off top, my aunties off top, just because, you know, I mean, I guess we had that cousinly bond. But with him, it was like, okay, you know, what am I supposed to do with the dad shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, what you do know? We do? Like,
what is this about? Teach
I don't
me,
know
dad.
You.
Right, exactly. It was exactly that. But I do agree, now that I'm older, it's just like we can talk like people, like friends, and he'll try to give me advice on guys, and it's more of like a real relationship. But I do feel like I could have benefited from having someone there. Maybe not every day. Of course, every day. But it didn't have to be every day. It could have been a couple times a week.
A couple times a month. Once a month. For me.
Right. You know what I mean? Something. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. So I think that's weird. And I think that on the plus side, the men in our age group, I think, are more aware of that. So it makes mm-hmm. them better dads.
Because,
you know,
I will say that I do, like, all of the guys that I know with kids, they are great dads.
Yes.
One of my friends, he was supposed to be here tonight, Chris Massey from Team Liddy. Shout out to Team Liddy. Y'all
Team
go party
Liddy.
With him. He has a great co-parenting relationship with his daughter's mom. Like, he gets her on the weekends, and she'll just come over and watch TV with him for a little bit, and he'll take her back home so she can get ready for school.
Right.
Some guys really have it together, and I'm just like, can you talk to... What's the name?
Right. What was his, if you know, his, mm-hmm. like, parenting situation growing up? Because I always wonder what that has to do with it.
I don't think he knows his dad.
Damn.
So, it's like, some guys use that to push them to be better, mm-hmm. and some guys kind of crumble with it. Like, my kid's dad, his dad was in the Navy, so he didn't get to see him a lot. And so, he's mm-hmm. like, I don't really know what to do, but... For me, you do the opposite.
You do, right.
Of what they did. You do what you would want somebody exactly. to do for you. Because that's what I do as a mom. Like, nobody's perfect, but I just try to be the mom that I would want to have.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I agree with that 100%. And I think it's weird. That's probably the most mind-boggling thing about Hunter's dad to me is, like, you grew up with a single mom just like me. Do you want this for your daughter? Like, that's mm-hmm. the thing that I cannot comprehend the most is that how are you okay with being what almost ruined both of us, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, how, I just can't wrap my mind around that. That's probably the thing that bothers me the most.
I say that all the time. I'm like, your dad wasn't in your life. My dad wasn't in my life. And at the very least, they paid their child support. So, if you're not going to do anything else, at least pay your child support.
Right.
Like, that's one good thing that they did.
Right.
But I just tell them all the time, if you know what you wanted from your dad, why don't you do that?
Yeah. It's weird. It's not hard. So, I don't know. But if I was on the flip side and I was, like, the girlfriend, potential stepmom,
mm-hmm.
I always wonder how much I would enjoy it. I don't know. I went through a phase where I was, like, I probably wouldn't date guys with kids. And Hunter is in the background just talking. I'm trying to listen because I wanted to know what she's talking about.
She thinks the keys are hers. I don't know if she's got a set of them, too.
We do have a set of those.
Okay, because she was like, those Hunter. Are mine. I was
no,
like, no,
they're
these
not
are
yours.
His.
They're not yours.
I was like, he's got the same ones as you do. They're just in, they were in his baby bag.
That's that mom since trying to see what your kid is whining and talking about. But, you know, I used to always say I don't want to date a guy with kids just because... I wonder if I'll love the kids as much as I love my own, and I wonder if they'll love me the same, blah, blah, blah. But the more I think about it, it's just like, it's definitely doable, because I don't know, I'm a server, so when kids come in the restaurant, I find myself talking to them and smiling at them and doing little stuff, and I'm like, if I could do this with a stranger's kid, who's to say I couldn't do this with the guy that I'm in love with kid, and then to come to love the kid like I love the guy, if I carry on the same way, you know, if it's natural and organic and I carry on the same way that I do here, who's that can't do it in another situation to make it successful? And then the other thing is, it's just like, as I look at it, I'm in my later 20s, you know, not too late,
shut
but later
up,
20s.
Later 20s.
Right, past 25, but not quite up there. But I just be feeling like a lot of guys have kids, and there's more guys with kids than there are without kids. So I don't know if my reality is just that I'm about to date with somebody with kids, or like, you know, if you're out there, sir, and you don't have any children... Follow me on Twitter and Snapchat, Lauren and Channet. No, I'm just kidding.
Me, myself, and Judy.
Right. But
also 006. But no, I feel like there are kids kids, Lord. There are men out there with and without kids. So, like,
that's true.
There's people I talk to that don't have any kids at all. And then, like, someone I keep in touch with, he has twins. Twin boys from a marriage. So, and, like, he co-parents with their mom, and they do great. Like, it's really not too many issues other than that. Like, she's like a stickler for time. Like, she said, like, and she's like, you said you were gonna be here at this time. So she's just like a stickler.
It's me. Where are you at?
You said you won't be here at this time. Well, but other than that, they do well, you know.
Along with that, y'all are familiar with the Smiths, Jada and Will. Mm-hmm. Jada says she invites Trey, his older son, she invites his mom to all of their family events, all their special occasions. Mm-hmm. And so I can appreciate that. That's something that I wouldn't mind doing if we were able to get to that point where we could get along. But just like, when is that going to happen?
Right.
And like I said, my stepmom called my mom and she basically apologized and was like, you know, we need to get on the same page. And if I was ever put in that situation with my children's father, if he ever found a woman that I thought would make him happy and would be a good mother figure to my kids, I would hope that I would be able to be that mature and not be petty.
Right.
Like I can sometimes be. I won't lie, y'all.
I think we definitely have the potential to pay, like, you know,
you know, me and my son's father's fiance, we did not start off on the best.
Yeah. You know, Savage Lex did come out. And it was just because, again, I had went through the fire and the, you know, the rain. And I was over and tired. And so I was just like, everybody gonna get it today. Just everybody gonna get it. But, you know, like, we've come to a place where we've been able to move forward. And we were both apologetic in, like, how we handled things.
And Terrence likes that. He's smiling, y'all.
Yes. And, like, she's absolutely great. Like, she's been a great help. And being that she's also a mother herself, like, I think that helps because we're able to, like, we're on the same page as far as, like, it's about the kids. Regardless of what happens, it's about the kids.
So, what would be your top three things you would need to have a successful co-parenting relationship? I mean, I feel like you already have a pretty good one compared to me and Lauren. But what would be your top three qualities that you would need for a good co-parenting relationship with your son's father?
I feel like there's some things I would like to still have. I feel like recognition, I think, is one. And it's not because, like, I need it because I doubt whether I'm doing... I mean, so of course, sometimes I question, okay, am I doing a good job? Okay, but I feel like, just like, we just sometimes as mothers, we need to hear that we're doing okay. Mm-hmm. Not just from our family and our friends who we know are there, but, like, from the other parent. Like, just knowing that they're with us on the same page, that they're giving us that support, and that they recognize, like, your job as a mother itself is hard. Like, whether you're with someone or you're single, being a mother is hard. You know, I feel like, not saying a father isn't hard. Shout out to the single fathers who are out here doing it. And the mamas that ain't doing that,
and
what they supposed to do.
And the co-parenting dads as well.
Because the single fathers that are out here being mommy and daddy, I salute y'all. Because you got it just as bad as us. You're trying to be the father and be the man and role model. Well, sometimes be the nurturer as well. So it's like, you got it just as bad as we do.
And there are definitely some ancient moms out there.
Yes, there definitely are. Like, and so we gotta recognize that too. Not saying, like, it's all men that be doing stuff wrong. No, there's some women that be acting a fool and making it bad for us moms who are trying to do it right. They be making it bad for us, just like these niggas out here making it bad for you fathers who are trying to do right by y'all's kids. So we gonna shout y'all out real quick.
Listen, shout out to all the good daddies. I'm trying to find one.
So we salute y'all too. But yeah, I just would like to know, like, that they have my back. And I'll have my, their, like, because, like, I would have their father, his father's back as well. Like, if he comes tell me, you know, Terrence was being a brat, okay, so what to do? I'm not going to be the mom that's like, no, he wouldn't do that. No, if you was acting up, then you get tore up. Then, right. That's just what it's called.
Act up, get tore up.
Where you act up is where you get effed up. So if daddy had to tap that ass, he'd tap that ass. It's just what it had to be today. I'm not going to be that mom's like, no, my son does no wrong, or he doesn't act that way with me. No, I'm looking at him, so why was you acting up? Oh, okay, but that's your dad, right? You respect your father. It's like, I just want, like, just us having each other's back. And I agree. Us being able to respect each other as parents, not, you know, I would hope that, the petty button does not get pushed.
Right.
Because I never want to be petty. It's just the pettiness comes out when the petty button's been pushed.
Okay, so my next question is, let's say you meet a guy, he has kids or whatever, and you see that he's trying, but his baby mama or the kid's mom keeps popping off. How much disrespect will you take before you say something to her? Or are you getting involved at all?
If I ain't getting involved with him.
But if she directly come at me, I'm reading for blood and it's over.
I don't mean it like that. I mean it like I can't talk to you.
Mm-hmm. If there's drama.
Yeah, because I have enough drama with my own situation.
Fair. Yeah, that's true.
And so for me to have to see my man down because the mother of his children is just acting crazy, I don't want those problems. Right. I don't want to invite that into my life.
Oh, but she is going to hear from me before I leave him. I'm like, okay, now that I got the handle, let me get on you real quick.
Right, before I go.
Okay, now I got that out. Y'all have a nice life.
Right. Yeah, see, I felt like that before, too. It was just like, I can't be on another woman's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't deal with another woman's wants.
I'm a control freak, so.
You know, and our situation is our situation. And we work it out how's best for us. Not how's best for us, but then if she gets off at work at two, you know what I mean? Now we got to move at two. No, I can't do that. So that's why I feel like, you know.
Listen, I think I could compromise, but I think if it starts to become like, where I feel okay, now I feel like we're kind of taking advantage, because like, you know, like I said, I'm gonna respect you. That's your child. Yeah. You know, I know I'm a third party in this, so I'm gonna give you your due respect. But if I feel like you're overstepping to where it's like infringing on things on purpose, like if I already told you like this is how my schedule is and we've come to an agreement, but then you want to change stuff all the time, then mm-hmm. that's where I feel like we do need to sit down and have a talk, because then it's like, okay, what is your purpose? What is your agenda here? Because then I feel like there's some ulterior motives. Like if we have an agreement on this, but we're constantly changing, or it's constantly a problem, we're constantly having an issue, I'm like, okay, something ain't right. We gotta figure something out, because I'm not about to keep doing this.
Yeah,
with
I don't
you.
Know if y'all watch Teen Mom out there, but I do. I'm a Teen Mom junkie. I call it Teen Mom.
I haven't watched it anymore. So, I couldn't do it.
Kale.
It was becoming too much.
Joe, her baby daddy, his girlfriend got upset because she was like, you know, it seemed like we're always moving on Kale's time. And I could see her frustration because she wasn't somebody to compromise. It was like her way or the highway. Mm-hmm. And so I could see why his girlfriend was frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt bad for her because, of course, he's always going to do what he has to do that's in the best interest of his son and getting to spend time with his son. And so I just couldn't imagine being in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But so I asked you about your top three things that you needed to have a good co-parenting relationship, Lex.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for me, it would be communication. Communication is key in all relationships, and that's something that me and my children's father lack. Like, when we get mad, it's going to be a minute before we talk to each other again.
Mm-hmm.
And financial support. I think that's very important. I have two kids. Daycare is expensive.
One is expensive enough.
Yeah, I have two kids, so I need your help, because that's going to bring down my anxiety. That's going to bring down my stress level. That's just going to help me be sane and have peace of mind, just knowing that my kids are taken care of. And they're going to be taken care of regardless, but it would be a lot easier if I had a little help more often. And like you said, affirmation, just knowing that I'm doing a good job. Him saying, I know I could be there more, but you hold it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time I called him and I was just crying, because I was like, I am so tired. My son has, he has night terrors, so he doesn't sleep through the night sometimes, especially when he hasn't seen his dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm tired. Malik won't sleep through the night. I haven't had a good night's sleep in a week. And he was like, but you're doing a great job. And I was like, you don't know what I'm doing. You don't know anything.
You're not here.
So crazy. I say I want the words of affirmation, but then when I get them, I'm ready to cuss you out, because you really don't know. You're just talking off the dome.
See, I would love the words of affirmation every now and then. Absolutely. Because it was just like,
me too.
Thank you. I'm glad that you're seeing that. Yes. And I would give them to him back. Like, I have no problem with it, but I think for me, just because of how everything was, it was like,
you could give them to me now. You know, you go on and recognize that I was doing this for myself. I'm technically I am still going to single mom, but you know, like the first 6 months, it was literally me. I was waking up at 3 a.m. feeding. I was the one rocking him back to sleep when he couldn't sleep. When he's teething and can't go, I'm the one that's missing out on rest. So just recognize my struggle as well.
I think that's why I leave my kids with their dad a lot, and just like kind of last minute, just drop them off and take off running, because I want him to know how I feel. Like I want him to know what it feels like to squirm when the daycare is closing, you have to find a babysitter, or when you're running out of diapers and you got $13 left. Okay, they'll be with him.
You better hope you have work off.
I left them there. Right. But I want him to know how it feels to be me. But the crazy thing is that no matter what I do, he will never feel that, because he'll always have his mom, his grandma to come pick up the kids or watch them. And something about being a mom. So
yeah, I don't understand that.
A man will never know what that's like.
I don't understand how, whether father or mother, their families are doing more for the child than you are. Again, I did not lay down with them. I did not lay down with your current spouse. I laid down with you. So you... We're in this together, boo boo. We are linked for life, for 18 years and even beyond. We here, bro.
Right.
Like, no. So I don't get that. Like one of my best friends, her daughter's father doesn't really do anything but wants to try and get custody. And then
the
audacity. Right.
They don't want what they asking for.
Exactly.
I will say that. They really don't.
You not about this life, sir. But like her boyfriend is there and everything. And what's crazy is the father's brother, her daughter's uncle, is also there. How is the uncle there more than you, and you the father?
Right, that's crazy.
That makes no sense to me.
But I feel like with men, their parents will step in and be like, oh, I know he's not really ready for this, so I'll step in. I know he's not responsible. But with women, it's like, you knew what you were signing up for when you got married.
You
signed up for this.
Exactly. Now you knew he wasn't shit when you got with him. I don't know why you surprised.
I just be like,
you should have known. You already saw the signs, so I don't even know why you mad. I know I have a right to be mad.
Man, and that's my favorite one, because I tell people all the time, I wasn't shit either. Shit. I would gladly still not be shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was a server. I would go out drinking and, you know, doing whatever every night. Wake up the next morning, get to work by like 10:30, 11 for us to open up. You know? So, like, I was not shit either. But when I found out I was pregnant, I had to give all that up. Like, I would gladly go back to being a young 20-something and living life, you know, barely paying my bills but having a great-ass time. Like, so
sleeping in on Saturday.
Right, so the excuse that he wasn't shit before you fucked with him, I don't feel like that's a good excuse.
Nope,
because I had to get on my shit too, and I had to let a lot of stuff go too.
And I feel like as the mothers, if we're expected to get up on our shit, they should be expected to get on their shit
too.
Yeah,
the double standard is
not
for real.
Right, it's such a double standard. It's like, even if he did have certain flaws, everybody got flaws. Mm-hmm. How was I supposed to know I was gonna go through all what I went through with my child's father? I had no idea that was coming, especially if I'm communicating and giving you a chance to say how you feel, and all I'm getting is, yeah, it's cool, it's fine. So no, I'm over here getting blindsided because you're telling me one thing and doing another. So no one can tell me that, oh, you should have known, or you should have read the signs, or you should have read the flags. I mean, yeah, I know now, but at the time, how was I supposed to know? Especially when I see you doing all this for another kid or your other kids. You know, like, no one can predict how someone's going to act. People change up every day, B.
Every day.
As the wind blows.
The double standard, like, when I leave my kids in Kentucky, I always think, does this make me a bad mom? Mm-hmm. Like, does me just leaving my kids and not caring who's gonna watch them while their dad is at work, does that make me a bad mom? But I mean, he does it every day. He has no regard to what I go through as far as making sure the kids are taken care of from sunup until sundown, until they go to bed. And I guarantee you that his family might look at me some type of way, even though they were all single moms too, just because I'm a mom and I'm leaving my kids.
Yeah.
Like, the double standard. But nobody, I'm pretty sure they don't give him shit the way that they do for me.
Right. And that's how I feel too, because it's just like, I feel like if I wasn't a single mom, if I wasn't a mom, if I was a dad, number one, but if I wasn't a single mom, number two, would I be judged so harshly about wanting a break? Because it's like, anytime I ask somebody for a babysitter, it's just like, moms don't get breaks. Well, you signed up for this. You knew you were going.
You chose this life.
And it's just like, dang, I bet dads don't hear this. Or I bet if I was a married mom, it'd be like, oh, you guys need some free time together. Yeah. And it's just like, that would be if I had a teammate. I don't have a teammate. So now you don't think I need the break even more, you know? So it's just, it's interesting to me how other people treat single moms versus how they treat a married mom, or how they treat a single dad.
I think age plays a big part of that too. Like an older single mom, somebody might take her kids off her hands a little bit more than they do somebody our age. I feel like single moms are really looked down on.
I agree.
Today this lady was talking about a charitable organization that helps moms that have children, and she said out of wedlock back to school so that they can take care of their kids. And I was like, you can just say single mom and stay out of wedlock.
Right, for real.
And that's one thing I'm not gonna lie, when I was dealing with everything emotionally, I blamed myself a lot, because it was just like, this is not the life I envisioned for myself.
I still blame myself.
Like, I was like, I wanted to be married to my children's father. Not saying like I wanted to be married to his father, but in general, when I had children, I was like, I envisioned being married for my children, or at least in a relationship, engaged. I envisioned being with my child's father. And not that I look down on or judge upon anybody, because like, I feel like I just come from blended family. Like, I have a stepmother, and my mother has a stepmother,
right,
and a stepfather. She got on both ends. But it's like, as much as, you know, I praise and love blended families, at the same time, I feel like within the Black community, our children don't get to see a two-parent household where it's both mom and dad together. So it's like,
it breaks my heart.
It does. And so it's like, and then you got all the, and then they see, it's like, sometimes they get the, you know, like, you're blessed to see co-parenting, and then all they see is the competition and the divorce and all that. So it's like, I wanted something different for my child. So like, I don't know if God is just like, you know what, you're going to be the blended family because that's what works for y'all. I don't know why it's just repeating itself, but, you know, I just want it different for my children. So it's like, I blame myself, like, dang, like, I'm going to make sure my son has a, you know, good stepfather, but at the same time, it's like, why he got to have a stepfather? Like, why couldn't he just have his mother and his father together? It's like, dang, had I just been responsible, you know, I could have had him lay on the line, and I could have had that. And then I also wouldn't be going through the stress. Like, I would be with someone I love. Like, things would be completely, like, everything would just be different for both of us. So it's like, it's hard sometimes to just think like, dang, what if I could have been something different? You know, things would have been different for us. We wouldn't be going through all of this.
Yeah, that guilt of how the decisions I've made are going to impact my child's life.
Oh my gosh, it'll keep you up at night.
It does, on top of the stress of already being in like a bad situation sometimes, or just like an unpredictable situation sometimes. It is, it's just like, why did I do this to my child? Why did I bring my child into a world where she's going to have to ask, does her daddy love her? Or does she even have a daddy? I know she's going to ask me. I know the day is coming.
Right.
You know, it's not an if, it's a when is that day coming?
Or even with me, like, even though he has his dad, ask, why is it that you and mommy couldn't be together?
Right.
Or, like, ask what happens, like, I don't want to lie to my son, but, oh, yeah, we got along great ever since. No, that's not what it was.
Shit, depends on how Hunter
but I don't want to bash him either.
Car accident. You know? No, I'm just kidding, because I already put it on tape, so now I can't even say it. But, I mean, you know, I just do be thinking about when she gets of age, how am I going to tell her that, you know, you have a dad, he's alive, he's healthy, but he just is doing other stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so right. I just think, damn it, Lauren. Damn it, Lauren. What the fuck were you thinking about? Like, you grew up with a single mom. You knew for a fact, before you even started having sex, you knew, I want to give my children a happy home with a mommy and a daddy. And you still fucked it up.
Why?
Like, how did you do that? How and why? So it's just like, definitely that guilt will keep you up at night. But on the other hand, I try to tell myself, I'm in it now. I can't change it. All I can do is show my daughter that somebody does love her and care about her. And that even without a dad, she still is
worth and valuable,
yes,
and capable of finding a wholehearted love that is not going to be a disappointment. Because I feel like my dad was such a disappointment, and I hope he doesn't listen to this because I love my daddy, but sometimes
it is what it is, you know.
I settle for disappointments because that's what I'm so used to. Like, I'm used to people saying, oh, we're gonna do XYZ, and then we don't do it, or oh, I'm gonna give you this, and then I don't get it. So, you know, it's like I'm used to having to make up for somebody else's slack, but I don't want her to get in that habit, you know. Right. So it's just like, no matter what, I have to tell her about her dad, no matter whether he's there or not, no matter, mm-hmm, I still can make her a person that is whole and that is not used to disappointment and that is not used to somebody taking advantage of her and that is not used to, you know, being put in them awkward situations. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's going to be hard, but I just keep telling myself I can do it. We can make it happen.
And for me, I feel like I'm on the other end of the spectrum. Like, my standards are so high because of my father. You know, like I said, I never had to question my father's love for me. Now, me and my father, we've gotten into it, and you know, like, I'm sure, you know, like, when I told him I was pregnant, he supported me, but I know he was disappointed because it's just like, that's not what I want for my little girl. Like, you know, and he has my sister, but, like, regardless of how old I'm always going to still be his baby. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, that's not what I know he was like, that's not what I want for her. Like, why couldn't she be different? And even, like, when I was going through everything, we had conversations. Like, we had the most emotional talk ever, and I was just, like, crying on the phone. And even while we were arguing at the same time, he knew I was hurting, and he was just like, now, see, I'm about to make a trip to Indiana. He's like, because he's hurting what's mine. Like, he was, yeah. I said, oh, dad didn't win the protective mode, and he's about ready to shoot a nigga.
Right. That's how, it's crazy. My dad was the same way when he found out I was pregnant, but he was actually the most supportive one in my corner, was my dad. And he was just like, you're not the first one to get pregnant out of wedlock. You're not the last, mm-hmm, you know? And
right.
Whatever the dad doesn't do, I'll stand in the balance and do for you. So he was like, when my mom and sister were mad at me, when my family, you know, me stop talking, whatever. He was the one that was right there and that was telling me, you're smart. You went to school, got a degree.
Mm-hmm.
You can handle this. You gonna make it. You're gonna be okay. So that's what I said. As I get older, me and my dad have definitely gotten closer. But there were definitely those pivotal moments where he could have been there, and where I wanted dad to be there for Hunter in those same pivotal moments, you know. So it's hard, like, trying to figure out this whole co-parenting shit and, like, mm-hmm, being a single mom and wanting somebody to be there, you know. It's like, it's definitely a lot to think about.
It is.
And you find yourself racking your brain at the most random times, mm-hmm, you know what I mean, or all the time.
Like, for example, I felt like, okay, I meet someone, you know, I get in this happy relationship, and then it's like, you know, out of respect, like, cause like when I found out my son's father, you know, was with guy with his other child's mother, you know, I made it, and I mean, part of it was me being a little mad, cause it was just like, we still ain't on this, we going through our stuff. But my other part was, you know, like, I need to meet her. Like, she about to be around my child. I need to know who she's, cause yes, she's a mother, but I don't know her.
Right.
You know, and then so right. I would think, like, okay, now what's gonna happen when it comes times when I have somebody? Is he gonna flip the script, or is he gonna be cool?
Is he gonna lose his mind?
Is he gonna be all up in the business? Like, I'm curious to see. I would think, like, I wonder how it's gonna go. And then it's like, what if it's someone that's, because I was like, I don't want to live in Indiana for the rest of my life. Like, you know, I have other extenuating circumstances, like my mother that would keep me here, and then of course Terrence's father. Like, I don't want to just snatch my child away from his father. But at the same time, like, if there's a career move that's better for me and could establish him up, it's like, do I be selfish and be like, well, I'm moving anyway and we just gonna have to work it out? Or like, what, how do you, it's like, how do I handle that conversation when it comes? Like, you know, I'm hoping we'd be able to handle it peacefully.
Yeah.
But like, I think about those kind of things, like, okay, what's gonna happen when I meet someone? What's gonna happen when we get married? Like, you know, how that's like, if when I get married, like, how's that gonna change the dynamics of things?
See,
you know? You
guys, I don't know if you'll deal with this, but how do you guys feel about when you get married, your spouse adopting your children? Which I know the dads are still involved for you guys, so it probably won't even be a thing of discussion. But I know, like, growing up, did you break my wine cork?
Oh my god, a tragedy.
Right. Ooh,
oh my god.
No. That's like when you drop the phone on the screen down, you be like, wait a minute. Right. Oh, okay, it's fine.
So the corkscrew is not broken. But
praise God. Hallelujah.
But I've had some friends growing up. So I have some friends growing up who, like, you know, the parents got married and the father would adopt the sibling that the mom brought into the marriage. And like I said, I know with you guys, since the dads are still very active, you may not have to think about this. But sometimes I do think, what if I meet a guy and he's really nice and he really loves Hunter? Do I want him to adopt Hunter? You know, obviously if her dad isn't involved at all, then it's an obvious choice.
But I think if the father is completely absent, no presence, no communication, just completely has dropped off the face. I mean, of course, they still alive, but they just dropped, basically, quote-unquote, dropped off the face of the earth and is just not there. Why not let the man who is being the father and being who she needs adopt her? Yeah. You know, like, I've seen, like, the marriage proposal on YouTube where they propose to the mom and the daughter.
That's what I hope happens to me.
Yeah, like, just put that if anyone, if anyone's seen Hidden Figures, you know, it's based on true stories, so I'm really not spoiling anything.
Oh, that was
Taraji P. Henson, she plays Katherine Johnson, but she was originally Goble. She was a widow with three girls. And Miss Johnson, the army man, he was fine. When he proposed to her, he said, "I know marrying you, I'm marrying your daughters as well." So I would want a man to recognize, like, if I'm choosing to marry you, that means I know your son is y'all a package deal. I can't just marry you and not be a father. So I feel like if someone, I wouldn't do it just because his father is active, but if his father was not absent at all, I would have no problem with it, because it's like, the father knew, they chose to not be there. They made their decision. They walked away. They clearly have no regrets. So you can't be mad if someone else comes along and does what you should have been doing from the jump.
And like, you know what? It's stressful because we have talked about him signing over his rights. And at one point, right, girl, this situation has been very stressful. And I'm glad I'm at a point now where I can just, like, disconnect myself from it. But, and I don't know why we didn't. I think maybe he just got cold feet and felt like, I don't want to be that bad of a person to just sign over my rights, so I'm at least act like I want to be a good dad.
Right, that's what I'm like, niggas like, dude, look, I put the offer on the table when I had the conversation. I'm like, look, let me know now. Because my thing is, don't set me up for failure and promise, I'm going to be there. And then you not there. Now, if you tell me from jump, I ain't going to have no parts in this. If you choose to have it, I ain't going to be here for it. I'm not ready. If that's what you choose to do, I'm just like, okay. Then I can't be mad because you told me up front. But don't make promises you're going to be here.
Right.
And then you're not here, because then I'm going to be upset. And then that's when I'm going to want to slash your tires.
Never, because he crazy. I don't want zero problems.
I am the problem in my situation. So it's just, I'm not the problem, but I will be the problem in my situation.
Yeah. I mean, I will too, but I don't know. I truly feel like one day he will get it together, just because I know he wasn't raised that way. So, like I said, I pray about it a lot, because I want my kids to know that he was there. I don't want to have to lie to them. And I don't want to have to talk down about their father, even if it is the truth. But I really hope he gets it together. But like Lex said, if he has walked away and if he does not do what your daughter needs, and you find a good man who will do that, then why not? I mean,
I know, right?
Why not?
It only makes sense.
I mean,
especially if she's still young.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping.
Now, when they get a little older, I think it can be sticky.
Yeah.
Right. While she's still young, if you find somebody that does the right thing, why not? You know?
But, you know, like, for example, like my mom said, she has a stepfather, or had a stepfather. My grandpa Sam, her stepfather passed when I was in 2009. I was a senior in high school. So, like, my mother's parent, or my biological grandparents, it's weird, because I consider my mother's stepfather my biological grandfather, because my mother did not have her biological father after my grandmother and my grandfather divorced. They were only together for a year. They did I gotta do right by you, you pregnant, we married, divorced, like, in a year, basically.
That's how my grandmother was.
So, because they fell out and they was bitter, he was not there for my mother, and my grandmother, unfortunately, still be having issues about it today, but at the same time, you know, like, I think she tries to be over, but at the same time, it's still a soft spot with her. And I'll be like, girl, you gotta let it go.
Right,
but
it's over.
It's over, and then, but, you know, like, the fact that my mother did not have her father around when my grandmother remarried. Like, my grandmother dated, but when my grandmother remarried, my mom was, I think, finishing college, or, like, had just finished college. And literally, for my grandmother's husband, my grandpa Sam, was my mother's father. She called him dad and everything. And even after my mother and my grandfather, my grandpa Phil, they reconciled, she called them both dad. And it's like, you can't fault her for that because, yes, my grandfather is her biological father, but my grandpa Sam was her father for that longest of time. Like, well, look, I thought he was my biological father until mom, because I was like, no, this is actually the family dynamics.
Right.
Oh.
I swear, once you get older, you find out so much stuff about family.
You be like, what? Like,
these niggas crazy.
Right. Like my grandpa Sam had 5 kids from a previous marriage. I'm calling them aunt and uncle because I'm thinking my mother got these extra brothers and sisters, but biologically, my mother only has 1 brother. I found out that I was like, mind blown.
Yeah, that's how it be.
So it was just like, but it's like, I get it, you know. And my grandpa Sam, I say Sam just so y'all can differentiate and know the dynamics. But like, I called him Papa. He was grandpa. When he passed, I was hurt because it's like, that's my grandfather. Like, that was my, and I still consider my mother's father. Like, that's my grandfather too. And I have a good relationship with him as well. But it's just, we lived in my grandmother, in their house. So it's like, that's all I knew for the longest of time. So I think there's nothing wrong with someone having 2 dads or 2 moms. Like, my stepmom, I don't call her mom or mom. Most time I say Mama Angie. But my stepmom didn't want me to call her mom out of respect for my mother. So I called her Miss Angie. Especially because I was young. I was like 10 years old. So at the time, it was Miss Angie. But now that I'm older, I'm like, Mama Angie. That's her name in my phone.
Right.
And she knows. I'm like, these are my 2 moms. I don't care what these are my moms. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know. So I think there's nothing wrong with someone considering a step parent, mom or dad as well, because I mean, that's basically they're just another version of that. That's basically what they are,
right? And I think that's what makes being with a guy with kids or being a stepmom appealing to me, because it's just like, who's to say whether or not I'll have more children? But the idea of having an impact on kids, you know what I mean, and being like a positive influence in their life and showing them love, and you know, those kids that say, my stepmom does more. Well, no, I won't say that because I don't want to do more than anybody's mom. But my stepmom has been there since I was this, and she's done this for me. She's done, you know what I mean? It's just like, hearing kids say that kind of stuff does make me think, I don't have to birth this child to have such an impact on their life that I can change them or help them become a better adult, you know?
Yeah, and even now, like, if my stepmom was someone like that, didn't really know, like, if you're differentiating, like, biologically speaking, I'm not my stepmom's daughter. But in our household, in the pictures stuff, she's like, this is my daughter. She doesn't call me her stepdaughter. Right. She calls me her daughter. She got a sweatshirt that has 2 little baby deers. It says my name and my sister's name. And it says my daughter's, like, my kids. So it's just like, to fit that she loves me.
It's only as awkward as you make it.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know what I mean? It's only as awkward as you make it. If you come in like, shoot, y'all my kids, what's up? I'ma love y'all, feed y'all, talk crazy to y'all when y'all talk crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma, you know what I mean, clothe y'all, bathe y'all, then it's just like, okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like they come in like, okay, this lady's crazy, but she loves us.
Right.
But on the other hand, if you come in like, oh, I don't know if they're gonna like me. Mm-hmm. Am I ready to be a stepmom? Do I know? You know what I mean?
Then it's gonna, people nerves.
Right. Then they're going to be like, okay, this lady don't know if she's about this life. We going to test her on 10.
And if Terrence ever try to be like, well, she's not, you're not, I don't give a damn. Biologically, she's not your mother, but she's still a parent. She's your parent. She's married to your father. You're going to respect her just like you would respect me. Like, people that be making differences, like, well, you're not my mama or you're not my daddy. So no, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Like, you gonna respect them just like you respect me. They are still adults. They're still a parent. So you gonna show them respect. Like, ain't no disrespect. I have no disrespectful child in my house, B. I refuse. I can't do disrespectful children. Oh, it grinds my gears when kids be cursing their mamas, and then I be like, oh, how dare you? And then the mama's just like, Billy, quiet down. Snatch his ass up. Snatch him up and lay down the law.
I definitely snatch up other people's kids.
Let alone somebody. I do be want to snatch up other people's kids. I'm like, do you want me to whoop them for you?
As soon as they mama walk away, come here. What's wrong with you?
Give him that look.
Right.
Why are you saying that?
You know you're not supposed to. Girl, I don't play with people or their kids.
Like I say, one of the kids I work with, their grandparent is their guardian. And one time I had a meeting with them, they said some disrespectful stuff. And you know, I gotta be professional. I gotta be professional, social. But in my mind, I said, oh, you need your ass whooped for that.
So then it was like our next session. I was like, okay, so I'm gonna bring this up in a professional, therapeutic way. Right. So I let you know, like, you know when you come across this way, that can be a little disrespectful. Right. And they were like, yeah, I know how I said it. But in my mind, I really wanted to be like, oh, now you know you was wrong for how you said that, right?
Right. Yeah, you know, as a server, I always see families come in, and I always pay attention to the dynamics of relationships, but you know what I mean? Because I just be looking like, how y'all be working it out? And the dynamics of families. And you know what? I hate disrespectful kids. And I just be looking at the parents like,
you gonna sit here and you gonna take this?
You gonna let him talk to you?
You gonna let him talk to me like that? Because I don't take disrespectful guests, let alone some little kids in here talking crazy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I just be like, I wonder what goes on in your house. Because I can't do it. So how would you guys feel if you were dating a guy and his kids were on them to talk and they were disrespectful? Like,
I would ask, so do we do whoopings? Do we do talking to?
Right.
Because before I go and channel my Yvette, my mother, and grab this leather belt, I don't want to be disrespectful to you as a parent. But I'm letting you know right now, if you need me to lay them out, I can't do it.
I was going to say, we're taking this in further to bring in co-parenting. If they came back saying, my mama said that you don't need to be doing my hair, or my mama said that you really ain't even blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so that, okay, so I'm going to call you, because, you know, kids like to do that. They like to play people. Mm-hmm.
They do.
So, okay. Hey, girl. Everything's fine. Nothing emerged. I just want to know, Timmy said that you didn't like his hair, and I just want to know, like, you know, I can change it up for you. Oh, you didn't say that.
No. Okay, Timmy.
Okay. Thanks, girl. And, you know, hold on real quick. Speaker. Timmy, your mama's on speaker. I would be that parent and be like, can you, Timmy, tell your mama what she told you? And they be silent like,
right, you caught up now, little buddy.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, no, I'm the one. No, I don't play that. No. Oh, she, okay. I'm going to call. We going to confirm.
Right.
Okay.
And kids were playing them games with me, I'd just be like, boy or girl, shut up. Get out of my face. Mm-hmm. I don't care what your mama said. No, go tell her that.
Because
you know what I mean?
At the end of the day, I'm an adult. Right. And this is a child.
Exactly.
So I might get with your child if they're being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's what adults should do. It takes a village.
Yes, it does.
And so some people are like, don't say shit to my child, but no, it takes a village, and they need to know that they should not be disrespectful to an adult. And you should thank me for letting your child know that they don't need to be disrespectful to people.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like kids love you better when you discipline them, or when you let them know that you don't play around.
Spare the rod. I ain't sparing the child. No rod.
They'd be like, okay, this lady's mean, but at the same time, I'm going to cling to her. For some reason, they'd be like, yeah.
And I know, like, we joke when my parents be like, I'm doing this because I love you, but no, it's real.
It's
like,
real.
It's very real. It's like, because I already know, you grow up being disrespectful, your ass going to be in jail somewhere because you done went off on the wrong person or the wrong. And nowadays, you might end up dead with the way the police brutality is going.
And
you,
the way people are so crazy and just popping off left
that
and
too.
Right.
So I need you to know, don't write a check your ass can't cash. Man. Don't do that.
I'm gonna start telling Audrey that now. She repeats everything.
You know how you just want to jerk them,
right?
So yeah, because like even with Terrence being out there, you know when you go in the mall and you hear the kids throwing tantrums in the mall. Terrence may not understand a thing I'm saying, but I have looked at him like, if you ever act like that when you get to be that age, just know I'm tearing you up right here in this mall.
Girl, you just wait. You like to think you're going to tear him up.
Oh, I will tear my... And I dare someone to call CPS.
They going
to
call
him. I dare someone to call CPS. I'm like, what? There's a reason for me to discipline him right now. I told him to not act a fool when we got in this mall. He decided to try me and act a fool, so I'm going to act a fool right with him in this mall. Y'all just going to have to deal with it. Like, I'm a firm believer in disciplining the kids. Now, I don't say abuse them and cause them to have
Lord.
But don't go Joe Jackson on your kids. Don't do that. Yeah, because Joe Jackson messed up the Jacksons. Listen,
don't get
CPS involved.
Don't get CPS
involved.
Don't get next called on you unless you're so sure.
Right.
Yeah, don't have to make me make CPS. But if you got to get a belt, we got to tap them. Like,
so you will let other people just, or another the other mom?
I will let Terrence's stepmother this. I will let him. I will let
No. I don't know. I have to meet the other mom and be comfortable. Like, I'm not.
If I'm comfortable, yes.
I won't physically discipline your child. Will I sit them in time out? Yes. Will I tell them you can't play with that for the next whatever minutes? Yes. Well, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But before I do that, I have to be like, no, I'm
thick as thieves with your kid.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, and out of respect for the parent, but also more so out of respect for the kid, like, I gotta know you love me as a kid and you respect me enough for me to discipline you. Because I feel like once you break that trust with the kid, you know, and if I gotta raise you and have you to trust me and, you know what I mean, be in your life and be your second mom for the rest of your life, I need you to know I'm about business. And
I think it's just like you say, like, I don't want to break the trust with the kid, but I just also let the kid know, like,
right,
I don't think you can put a wool over my eyes and you're not about to walk over me. Like, yeah, we'll start with timeouts and stuff, but if we start getting out of hand, that's when I'm gonna make the call. And I'm like, am I allowed to spank the child? If you don't want me to, I'll go by your rules. But if you give me the permission, I don't mind getting with them one good time. It's okay. Like, I'm not afraid. And, you know, and I was like, and I think my mom was the same way. My mom, if she acting up, tell me if she acting up. And if you got to get with her, get with her. And it taught me to respect other adults, you know, like, and not just respect them, but my mom always said, when you go out, you're a representation of me. So if you acting a fool out here, they're gonna look at me like I'm not teaching you home training or manners. And it's like, I would never want somebody to come back thinking my mom ain't teaching me how to act right.
I agree with that part. It's definitely a mental hump I would have to get over for another woman who's not Hunter's mom to discipline her in certain ways. Like I said, if you're sitting my child down, or if you're telling my child to be quiet, or you're taking toys away, that's understandable. For you to spank my child, it wouldn't be a definite mental hump. I'd have to know that you really, really, really love her and have her best interest at heart.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had to go through hoops for you to prove that. That's why I said I won't spank another person's child. Even my friends' kids, they act up. You know what I mean? I might look at them or say something like, "You better stop," or, you know what I mean, act like I'm gonna hit them, flick them. You know,
give a little
thump. Right, but before I actually like tap that little ass, I'm gonna be like, "Your mama gonna do it," but I'm gonna tell her. I'm telling your mama so she will do it. Mm-hmm. Let's believe that.
Hit him with the time out. Oh, and I will tell your mama when she get here. Don't you cry.
Right, you gonna take a bath. Tina, right, we are getting to the end of the night. So before we go, I do want you ladies to sound off. Tell us how your Mother's Days were. And then why you mad about co-parenting. But if you're not mad, you ain't gotta be mad. You can tell us why you're happy. But how was your Mother's Day and why you mad?
My Mother's Day was good. I got to hang out with my mom and my grandma. My kid's father watched them, like I talked about on the last episode, and it may have been an issue, but I don't care. But I got to hang out with my mom and my sister, and I got a pair of tennis shoes, and Lex said she wanted $20. I got $20, and my daddy gave me $50. So, you know, my people showed up for Mother's Day. I can't complain. I'm not mad about co-parenting. I'm hurt and disappointed by co-parenting because I never wanted my kids to be away from their father. And I wish that we could do better for them. But I'm going to stay positive about it and hope that in time things get better. And I just want to say that although the three of us have negative co-parenting experiences, except Lex, she has a good one.
Right. It went from negative to positive.
I hope we didn't nigga bash too much. But
we didn't mean to. It's just our personal situation.
We
did.
We shout out the single father.
We love the good dad.
We did shout out. Why I made sure to shout out to single fathers.
If y'all have good co-parenting experiences, let us know. Follow us on Facebook, Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Ladies Night Podcast.
My Mother's Day was good. My grandmother, I told my grandmother back home today. She had been with me for a week and a half. We did pretty good, guys. Yeah, right. Except for a couple times when she was like, "You need to get the baby." I'm like, I know my child's schedule, Grandma.
Right.
We did all right. We drove back to Richmond on Sunday. To take my mom out. We went to Red Lobster. Terrence loves Cheddar Bay biscuits. He smashed the hell out of them. And I think because my grandmother's birthday always is on or circles Mother's Day. So earlier in the week, I had got her flowers and cards and gave her some birthday money since I had got my tax refund. Just gave her a little something so that she knows, like, I do appreciate for all the time she's helped me and how she still helps me now sometimes. And so she ended up paying for the meal for all of us. And I said, but I kept asking, like, "Grandma, that's not at the birthday money I gave you." She said, no, I did it because I wanted to. I said, okay, good. So, we had Terrence was a little fussy at the end. We had to leave. We couldn't spend as much time more with my mom as we wanted to. But overall, it was been, he was fighting sleep. He was sleepy. Mm-hmm. But overall, it was a good time. My mom got to have her crab legs. This is how you know I'm a good daughter. I cracked every single one of her snow crab legs for her. Because my mom, she can't move her right arm from her stroke. So I cracked literally all of her crab legs before I even started on my steak. So that's how you know. That was my mother's steak gift. I'm going to sit here and crack your crab legs, girl. And before I get to eat this food.
That was sweet.
Yeah. So we had a good time. My mom was happy. And for me, I don't know if anyone has a Mother's Day tradition, but I always play cliche. I always play a song for Mama by Boyz II Men for my mom. It may be cliche, but that's just our tradition. Because, Mother's Day is a lot more special to me since my mom had her stroke and everything 4 years ago. Because, I could not have... My mother literally should not be here right now. So, Mother's Day, I treasure my first Mother's Day, but I treasure it more so because it's three generations of mothers now.
Right.
So... even though it's it may not go exactly how I wanted with Terrence being fussy, but I'm grateful that I have another Mother's Day with my mom. And if there's anyone who has lost a mother, you know, my heart goes out to them for not having to celebrate Mother's Day. I know that's really hard, you know, to not have a mom on those special days. You know, moms are really special. So I just want to put that out there too as well. But yes, follow us, Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Instagram,
Facebook, all that.
Facebook, and also our individuals. You know, if you want to get to know us more, since Father's Day is coming up, a word to the moms: don't be trying to take Father's Day away from the fathers. Agreed. Let fathers have their day. We had our day. Yeah. Let them.
I know, right? I'm just trying to be politically correct. You know, I get a little petty sometimes. I don't reward half-assness. So.
I know, right?
Good. Now that's true. We can't reward half-assness, but at the same time, for the fathers who, the fathers who are out there being single fathers, we gonna let y'all have y'all Father's Day.
Petty.
Regardless, right. We gonna let y'all have y'all day because we want ours. So shout out to y'all.
Janika ain't right.
But I just keep it real, you know.
At least she being honest.
I know she does. She really does.
She probably somewhere like, I know that's right. Nika, yes, girl.
Right.
Someone out there identifying with Nika. They are. I know they are.
But I spent my Mother's Day. I actually worked and then got off and went and got hunted for my mom and sat and talked to her for a minute. So it wasn't I didn't get to do what I wanted to do. And I really didn't want to do much. I just wanted to go to my grandmother's grave and put some flowers on it and kind of introduce Hunter to my grandmother. So hopefully we'll get to do that sometime before this week is out. But, it was okay Mother's Day. I really have gotten in the habit of not expecting much. Because I think when you're a single mom, there's no dad to celebrate you. And then your kids are too young to celebrate you. So it's just logically you don't really expect it to be. You know what I mean? So it was a cool day. You know, the weather was nice and all that. I found it funny that me and my mom, now we talk we're the same age, or we're girlfriends and older, right? So I thought that was interesting, because once I got there, she was giving me a scoop on everybody that came over, and her little boyfriend, and all this kind of stuff, and I'm just I've been saying this, and
girl, I have the same relationship with my mom,
too. You've been saying
this
since Christmas, and, you know, so I thought that was just, a cool kind of epiphany I had on Mother's Day, that, dang, I'm a mother now, and me and my mom are...
Talking about
mom
stuff.
Right? But before we go, I do want to share a quick quote. And this episode is longer than our last one, but I do want to share a quick quote that my grandmother said to me before she died. She died in 2004. She had cancer, and I spent a very large amount of time with her before she died. It was very sad for my family, but one of the things she said to me, it was the day she was in the hospital, she was going through chemo, and we had radiation therapy, excuse me. My aunt had sold her house, and then her best friend, her cousin Jewel, who was the same age as her, just died. And she had said, all I ever asked God for was, please let me live long enough to see my kids grow. And then my kids got grown, and I said, God, please, all I ever want is to live long enough to see my grandkids grow. And I was 13 at the time. I was the youngest grandkid. And she was like, now I've seen my grandkids grow. And eventually you have to leave this earth, and you can't stay and see everybody live. And so that's always kind of stuck with me, just as... No matter what I do, I need to live my life to the fullest, because one day it's going to come to an end, and I'm going to have to come to terms with the fact that I can't see everything, and I can't be a part of everything, and I won't be young forever, and one day, you know, the party's going to be over. And so I think that's the reason why now I'm so passionate about going hard for my dreams and stuff, because I just feel like, damn, you know, my grandma was born in 1930. I'm sure there was things she wanted to do but couldn't, just because of who she looks, you know, her skin color, her gender, all that kind of stuff, and You know, so I just want to throw it out there to, like, the moms and everybody. There's so much stuff out there that we can do and want to do, and one day we won't be here and we won't be able to do it. So chase those dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Write them goals down. You know, do whatever you have to do. Just, like, don't spend this time on earth. Don't waste it. And I know we have to be moms, we have to be wives, we have to be sisters. I'm losing my voice for whatever reason. But that doesn't mean we can't do this. You see our kids in the background. We have to be moms here, but that doesn't mean that we can't have a podcast. So that's my little, right? That's my little spiel. I didn't mean to get deep, but since it's Mother's Day, I wanted to share my grandmother's quote, you know. And we just broke the wine glass. That's okay.
No!
They break all the time. This is like the fourth one. I'm not even lying.
Well, all right.
So thanks for listening to Ladies Night Podcast. We are going to get out of here. Listen, like, share. Like I said, our Facebook page, Ladies Night, a podcast for moms. Instagram is just Ladies Night. And on Twitter, we are just Ladies Night. Follow us, like, share, tell your friends who are moms and dads to listen. And don't forget to comment and let us know what you want to hear about.
Yeah, we want to hear from us.
Share your
what
stories.
You thought about what we've said. If you disagree, agree.
Yeah, questions. If you like advice, you know.
You can follow Miss Nika at Me, Myself, and Judy on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Lauren Enchanted on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, all that. I'm Lauren Enchanted on everything.
You can follow me on Instagram. I am also Dovely with a D6 because I'm a Zeta, y'all. You know, I was a fresh little Leo. I had to be, you know, extra.
That's okay. Be loud and proud about it.
Yeah. So also Dovely on 6 on Instagram. Snapchat, I love Sex in the City. Charlotte York_6. So.
Charlotte?
I feel like I identify with Charlotte. We'll say that for another podcast.
We're going to talk about that whole episode about Sex in the City.
Yes.
Well, all right. Good night, y'all. And tune in next week. Thank y'all. Good night.